In love with this girl because she had the most incredible blue eyes, and then you wake up next to her and she pops her eyes out and they're just muddy old gray, you know? Wouldn't that affect you?
Dominic Andrew got lost on the way. His admiring partner had to wait and wait.
New meeting, place today.
The grand brother complimenter began.
But aren't we also punctual, properly attired, and pretty, I dare say? Sorry, Anthony!
Brother Andrew gasped as he sped in through the back. And Suzanne stood to greet him. Until there came a sharp thwack from grand sister Nan.
Brother Dominic and sister Suzanne will remain on board for the duration of this meeting.
She intoned, and Brother Dominic gasped, and had the nerve to ask,
why?
Trouble of the mutual Admiration Society. Protocol is troubled on, gaping loss of sobriety. Dominic and Suzanne kept apart by hierarchy. No one in town thinks their admiration deserves to continue. They're kept apart by parents who treat them like they're adolescents. While separate them so they talk for hours on the telephone, with a monitor through electronic stethoscopes.
Motels and beaches and parks are on watch. This haunted of mutual admiration must be stopped.
You got awful stuffed shirts. This society sucks. And should be buried waist deep in radioactive dirt.
You can all mutually admirate yourselves to the grave. Suzanne and I are really in love. And that ain't the same. That's not your game. Brothers and sisters, I will hereby break my vow and reveal the secrets.
These are the secrets of the Mutual Admiration Society as I know them, by Brother Dominic Andrew. 1. At the initiation ceremony, those who are deemed worthy of mutual admiration are marched into a large auditorium blindfolded, while a cheesy cassette player blasts out tinny-simulated volcanic eruptions and society members wave fans back and forth across your path, making you sneeze. 2. After being paraded around until your sense of direction is completely screwed, you're asked to dance the sacred mutual admiration bop with your partner to a secret music recording that has never been heard outside of Mutual Admiration Society Hall. Here it is. The blindfolds are then removed and you discover that everyone is wearing desert boots on their hands and glad 3-ply trash bags over their heads with little eye holes cut out, sort of like a low-rent junkyard Ku Klux Klan. 4. Then you are made to recite a long list of platitudes to your mutual admiration partner, gushing forth with admiration on stuff you actually can't stand, like, well, eating habits, hay fevers, hair length, histories of psychiatric counseling. A pledge is then exacted in which you swear to mutually admirate until such time as the society dictates, and all this is secret till the day you die, and then the consummation. Yes, in front of everyone. In front of everyone. You have to admire.
Oh, okay, modern art, you know. I don't know. God, this is the kind of thing that drives me crazy.
Trouble at the Mutual Admiration Society. Protocol is trampled on. Gaping loss of sobriety. Dominic and Suzanne kept apart by hierarchy. Thinks their admiration deserves to continue. They're kept apart by parents who treat them like they're adolescents. While separate them so they talk for hours on the telephone, where they are monitored through electronic stethoscopes. Motels and beaches and the parks are on watch. This hotbed of mutual admiration must be stopped.
My tasty legs were shaped by years of Playboy dreaming. A pretty face is next in line. My sleeves so it profiles behind. Give me white bread Americana. Just give me John Boy, sister. I need a girl with a Walden's face. How come her brain has to behave? A girl with a Walden's face. Shot in the arm. I need a girl with a Walden's face. How come her brain has to be made? A girl with a Walden's face.